Time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
January 6th, the Feast of the Epiphany. And I have a story that I tell every year, the Feast of the Epiphany. I can't celebrate the feast without telling a story. It's a story of Babushka. It's a Russian folktale. Once upon a time, there lived in Bethlehem a woman named Babushka. She kept the cleanest and neatest house in town and was also the best cook. She heard rumors of three kings coming across the desert, but paid no attention to them because she had so much work to do. Then she heard the sounds of the drums and the pipes and a cavalcade of riders. She looked out of the window, and there were these richly dressed kings coming toward her house. They told her that they had come to honor the little prince who had been born in Bethlehem, and they needed food and lodging. Babushka cooked a wonderful meal for them, remade all the beds, and wore herself out. The next morning, the kings begged her to come with them so she might see the little prince too. Babushka said she would follow them as soon as she finished the dishes. She cleaned the house again and took the dishes out of the cabinet, and then in the cabinet she also took out the toys of her own little prince who had died so long ago. She had no more need of them, and she would give them to the new little prince. She put them in a basket and sat down for a moment's rest before she followed the wise men. Hours later, when she woke up, grabbed the basket, and rushed into the town. The three kings were gone, and so was the little prince and his parents. After all, it is said, ever after, Babushka followed the three wise men. Whenever she found a newborn babe, she looked to see if he is the little prince, even if he, or in our days, she, is not there. Babushka leaves a toy for the child. Now, that's the way the Russians end it, because the Russians are very pessimistic people. They think poor Babushka is doomed to wander around for the rest of time looking for the prince she missed in Bethlehem. We Irish are a lot more optimistic. I think she found the prince early on, probably in some road going into Egypt, and she gave him the toys and then went home to clean her house once more. But we should all learn from her lesson that we should never let the important interfere with the essential.
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's A-G-R-E-E-L-E-Y.com.